Hi and welcome. This is Donna Ashton with the Parenting Studio, and this is the 4 Steps to a Rhythmic Day Home Study course. I wanted to start this first session with a verse by Goethe, which is, "Nothing is worth more than this day." And I want you to really think about that, not just as, oh yeah, that's a really nice verse, a really nice saying, but to really think about that, because today is the only day that we really have. Today, the present, right now, is what matters. And a lot of times we spend so much time thinking about the future, thinking about next Saturday or next year or whatever it might be, and sort of wishing away when the kids are a little older, or when I can just lose this 10 pounds, whatever it might be. Well, we really live in this world of the future, and we really only have today to make a difference, to spend the time with our family, to make what we want out of our own world, and to do it, you know, to do what we want. So basically, I am really, really excited to be offering this 4-step system that I already work with one-on-one clients with as a home study course, and this is going to help you create the rhythm and the flow that you are craving and wanting for your daily lifestyle and your family. You know, like I said, though I do offer this as a coaching program, I wanted something that everyone could have access to, and that you could kind of do it in your own time. That, and as busy mom, I know that it's really hard to cut out, you know, a whole day to work in a one-on-one way. So the home study course, you've got the audios here, you've got the workbook, and we're going to go over that in just a few minutes. And I want you to kind of just do it as you can, but it is very important, and I want you to get the most out of your investment and to actually implement. And we're going to be talking about that, implementing what's in this course. Because, you know, basically, I can only bring the information to you, right? I mean, you've got to be the one that takes the action. You've got to be the one that makes it happen. And I'm sure that you've read, you know, parenting books or self-help books or other kind of information books, and have listened to things and thought, wow, this is exactly what I need to do. But when you finished that book, you closed it, put it on the shelf, and never implemented the ideas, or, you know, maybe just barely did something with that. So I have tried to create this course so that you can do a few simple action steps along the way to get results. Nothing to overwhelm, because we're already overwhelmed and we don't need a whole bunch more of information overwhelming you. So I said to break it down into simple steps, that if you take these little baby action steps, simple steps, you can start to really make a difference in your rhythm and your daily flow. I've even given you a follow-up calendar to keep you going and to help you stick to your plan. Because honestly, the accountability and the sticking to the plan seems to be the main problem with us not being able to do something. You know, we have all good intentions. We might write out something we're going to do, and then it sort of maybe works for a few days, and then we just slide back down into our old habits and our old routines. So I want you to come away from this program with more confidence and a concrete plan to move forward with less frustration, less pressure, and a more flowing rhythm, which will give you and your family a more peaceful home. So let's jump right in here. Most of you know my story and kind of where I've come from. There may be a few new moms out there, so I'm just going to do sort of a brief introduction into how I've started coaching moms like you. So basically, I've homeschooled my children all the way through, and they are 8, getting ready to turn 9 in the fall. Currently, I started with Waldorf-inspired education about 5 years ago, and 2 years ago, I founded the Waldorf Connection website, if you're familiar with that, that I bring homeschool guidance and information to homeschooling families. And, In the midst of all of that, I do surveys and, hear back from my community, which is now a global community of over, 3,500 people or more. And I started getting feedback from everyone as far as, what kind of programs do you want? What kind of workshops do you want? I'm always out there asking so I can, deliver what everyone wants. And I kept hearing this trend and of the same things over and over and over again. If I could just maintain my rhythm, if I could just get organized, if I could just fit it all in, balancing the needs, it was sort of the same things over and over again. And it was less about math and what I thought and more about this stuff. And, I started to really think about it and thought, it really does make sense. Because if you don't have a structure to your day and to your, to your family's schedule, then it doesn't matter what age children you have, if they're in school or you're homeschooling or you've got young children, it's really hard to go through the day without having some kind of a flow and not feeling like you are constantly trying to play catch up, trying to stay one step ahead of your children, as they're asking you, Mommy, what's for lunch? Mommy, what are we going to do this afternoon? And you're just like, I don't know. And trying to, just get through the morning dishes and just kind of making it up on the fly. And it's really hard to live like that. It becomes very overwhelming. And it also is for your children because they're not feeling that you are, I don't want to say in control, don't take that the wrong way, but, they want to feel like you have the plan, you're the mom, and you are kind of, steering the ship. And what happens to a lot of us is that we just get so distracted and disoriented and just exhausted that a lot of times their kids feel like they need to step up, and then we start to get into discipline issues and a whole round of different kind of problems with that. But basically, what we're going to go through here in this 4 steps program is we're going to cover the 4 steps. And the first step is called release. And I want to kind of talk about each of these steps briefly, and then we're going to go ahead and get started with step one. So release is what is holding you back. Why don't you have the rhythm that you want? Why don't you have the flow and this in and out breath and this kind of unfolding of the day? Why don't you have that? And there could be several reasons, and we're going to go through that. What is stopping your day from being what you want it to be? And we're going to go through all of that. I've got some exercises and worksheets. Then step two is to imagine, and this is where you get to wave your magic wand and create in your mind your ideal day, your ideal rhythm. How would it look if everything just was exactly the way you wanted it to be? And we'll go through a meditation and have some support worksheets there as well. Step three is streamline. So basically what we've done in the first 2 steps is, one, you're here. Step two, you want to be over here. And step three is the road in between, and how are we going to get you from, point A to point B. And that's streamline, and that's where we talk about the action steps and make a plan, and there's a calendar, and we go through some simple exercises there. Step four is empower, and this is a really powerful step that need not be forgotten, really maybe should be first. And this is where we talk about self-care, empowering your confidence and boundaries and all the things that we sort of maybe shuffle along to the side as busy moms and just think, oh, we're all right. But really, this is a very important step that I don't want to miss. Okay, so what we're going to do first is go through step one and complete the worksheet. It's very important that you go ahead and follow along with the work with the audio and then the worksheet and actually do the work. I don't want you to go, oh, okay, well, I'll go back and do the worksheets. I want to keep listening to the audios. You know how you do that in a book where it says, close the book now and go work on it. And you think, okay, yeah, I'm going to go back and do that. And you never do. So I want you to really, follow the instructions the way it was meant to be followed, because I want this to be something that you do implement and not just something else that sits on the shelf. These sheets were designed to really get you into action, and they will be the sounding board for you. They will be what you see as a reflection of and how you will work through a lot of these issues. By writing some of these things down, you'll move into a more objective place so that you can kind of look at your life and your current rhythm. And, you know, it's hard to see sometimes what's at the tip of our nose. Sometimes we could be in the middle of it, and especially if you're in a very frustrating, busy household and you're exhausted, you know, like the last thing you can kind of look at and say, oh, here's my issues, because you're sort of in the middle of it. And sometimes it takes, you know, someone else to kind of point out the very obvious because, again, it's clouded. And I want to let you know that you can also go through these four steps more than once. You may be in a different place 6 months from now and decide to go further and deeper, make more changes. So feel free to repeat this from wherever you currently are. And that's one of the keys, from where you are right now. Maybe over the summer you want to do it again, maybe during winter break, maybe once a quarter or even once a month, you know, depending on how it's all going. So let's talk about rhythm just a few minutes. Most of us seem to know what we should be doing or what we could be doing, at least from what I've talked to other moms, that we kind of have an idea, a general idea of how it's supposed to go. And most of us have tried plans, tried schedules, and have, you know, at least given a good effort there. But you know, like I said earlier, the problem is it just doesn't seem to stick. And, you know, why is that? Well, we quickly revert back to our old habits and patterns. When things get busy or off kilter, or, you know, it's just kind of what comes natural or what we've been doing. It's kind of that old habit, and it takes a while to get the new one, you know, in place. And if things get crazy or you get ill or something happens, it's quick to kind of just shoot right back and just kind of move back into the old ways. And then sometimes we react to situations in ways that, again, seem familiar. Maybe it's the way that we were raised in the parenting style of our own parents. And sometimes that will come out quickly instead of thinking, oh, gosh, wait a minute. Why did I just say that? I sounded just like my mom. I said I would never say that. That was one of the things I said I would never do, right? And then I find myself, like, things coming out of my mouth, and I almost want to just clap my hand over my mouth. I can't believe I just said that. But again, it's in those heated moments, it's those emotional times of angry, you know, or you're just about to lose it, and things come out, we revert back to other ways. And what I really want to do here is to give you some proactive tools so that you can begin to have these in your back pocket and use them and be able to kind of bring them out before things blow up. And it is about being proactive, and that's really what this whole program is about. It's taking time to take a look at where we are and say, we're not satisfied with this. If you were satisfied with this, you wouldn't have purchased this program and invested the time and the effort to do some changes. So I'm assuming you're sort of ready to go, and our next thing we're going to talk about is motivations for change. And I think there could be two, there's probably more, but at least two main motivations for change. One is excitement. You know, you're thinking, oh, I can't wait to get something new going here. Or, you know, it doesn't even have to be for this rhythm. Like, okay, like, you know, when you have a new diet and you're like, all right, you know, I'm going on a cruise in 6 months and I'm on a, you know, and I want to work toward my goal. So you have this excitement, you have this goal in mind, and it keeps you motivated, and your little changes along the way, a few pounds lost, motivates you to keep going. And that's one motivation for change is excitement. And then another one is frustration. And, you know, that may be one we're a little more familiar with, or, you know, depending on the situation, you could be a little bit of both. But I think you've all been there where you just get to this point of, I cannot take this anymore. I'm totally fed up. I just can't do this. So if you find yourself like thinking these things or maybe saying those words, you know, I think you get comfortable sometimes in a situation in your household or in your job or whatever it might be. And if things are like not too good, they're not too bad, they're just kind of going along ho-hum, And then maybe something really crazy happens, and you're like, okay, I cannot deal with this. I thought things were not great, but now they're just, I can't tolerate it anymore. So something will happen that acts as a catalyst for you to say, I've had enough. And that I just put that as frustration. So, whatever the situation is, you could be in one of those or even both, depending on what's going on. So I'm so excited, and I want to honor you already for just being here with me and saying I'm ready to make some changes, even little baby steps along the way to making my family and my life more peaceful, more in harmony, and taking these steps to a more rhythmic day. Because this will take some effort. It will take some effort and some accountability and some of that motivation that we just talked about. Because, like I said, I can only bring you the steps. And, if you had it all down, you wouldn't be here right now. So, you can't just listen to my voice and, wiggle your nose and everything's going to be changed. You've got to do the work. So I just want to say that it doesn't have to be hard. And that's what I've tried to make here, is just following some simple steps. But it's the persistence and sticking with it that will help you to create, what it is that you want. All right. Now, you should have the PDF workbook that came with this package, and there's some worksheets in there. You may want to print them out. It would be helpful to print them out because we'll be writing. So if you want to go ahead and get the worksheets for step one, which we have under release, you can go ahead and have those handy as we go through step one. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit more about this release. And we're going to discover why you don't have the rhythm that you would like, because that's basically where we are. What is holding you back? What is keeping you from sticking to your plan or from even making a plan in the first place? So there should be a sheet there, and we're going to brainstorm now the reasons that you don't have the rhythm that you want. And there may be many. And like I said, if you really think about this, why don't I have it? Have I just never tried to work it in? Is it just that I've gotten, the first child came along, and then the second child came, and the third child came, and it's just kind of haphazard, and I've never really sat down a way? Do I just not know how to do it? I mean, there are so many different answers here. So I want you to look down on the space provided there, and I want you to take about, 5 minutes and write down your thoughts as they come. Whatever it might be, this is not, don't screen it out. This is like a brainstorm. You can just write down words or a couple little thoughts. And so, for example, you may write something like, I don't know, I don't know where to start. I'm just totally overwhelmed. Or, my kids won't clean up, so the house is a mess. Or, I can't get up early enough before my kids to get myself going. So, there's just a few ideas there. And what I really want you to do here during this exercise, I want you to write down some, like I said, brainstorm, but then I want you to really think about and go deep into the exercise. What might come out on the surface may not be the real reason. We might say, oh, the kids just won't pick up, or whatever. And let's really think about that. Are you asking them to pick up? Are they, what is the reason? Is it just that there's just no rhythm, flowing, or is it just that they don't know where to go? Is there no home for their toys? So really look into your reasons, because the deeper that you can go here and the more clear that you can get exactly what the problems are or the challenges or the blocks, the easier it's going to be when we kind of go on to our action steps and try to make the changes that we need to make to move you forward. So, great to brainstorm, but then write down, try to get as detailed as you can to really think about. That's someone to, take all the time you need. I say 5 minutes. I'm going to ask you, this is going to be the end of this audio here, and I really want you to take the time. Do it a few times if you want to, and really try to get to the heart of the matter there, and see. Okay, now I'm going to kind of put you on pause for a moment, and then we're going to come back and talk about your answers. All right, now go do it. Turn off this audio and go do the exercise. Okay, I hope you've done the exercise. If you have not done the exercise, please stop this audio and go do the exercise, because it's going to be pointless to continue on if you don't have something down as far as your release on the release worksheet and what your challenges and blocks are. Okay, now I want you to look over your list and see what are the top three things, what are the top three reasons that really feel like they are true for you right now. I mean, if you only have three, that's fine. But if you have a whole page full, I mean, again, this is going to be simple action steps. So I don't want you to list out 25 things that we have to start working on right away. So pick the top three that if you could just erase those three, you'd know your life would be better already. So just pick, you know, or two or three, whatever you've got down on there. I don't know how many you have, but we'll just go with three. And again, your answers may very well depend on you and your situation. And there's not a right answer here. There's going to be a variety of answers. But most likely, your answers will fall into one of these three categories, and that is confidence, motivation, and knowledge. So I'm just going to give you a few examples, and we can kind of use this to guide and see where you are as far as how things are going to go when we get down to doing some of the other steps. All right, so if you wrote down something like, I don't know how to get my kids to listen and help me around the house. They don't want to go to bed on time, and it becomes a battle. Okay, so this could equal out to a lack of confidence in structuring your day with a dash of discipline, most likely caused by not having a rhythm in place. So that could be confidence. Okay, if you've got something written down like this, I try to get my rhythm in place, but I get sidetracked, I start checking emails, I start doing a lot of other things, and the next thing I know, it's 11 o'clock. Or I really want to get up early so I can have that morning time before my children, but I go to bed so late it makes it impossible to get up before the kids. Okay, those things translate into motivation, and the reason you want to create this rhythm must be, you know, you must be in a place of motivation to do what it takes. And you've got to have that, as we talked earlier, either the excitement or the frustration, the motivation to kind of move you along. Okay, if you wrote something like, I don't know where to start, I'm overwhelmed, I try new things, but they never work, then that sounds like lack of knowledge. Like you're ready and willing, but if somebody can just show you the steps, then you'll go for it. And then really that's great, because you're halfway there. You just need a few ideas and a concrete plan to follow. Okay, there's also a second spot down there on the worksheet, a place for you to write in one word that describes what you are currently feeling when you think of your rhythm and your daily schedule. And this might be tough, as we want to shout out many things, but I really want you to get it to one word. And, you know, it might be something like frustrated or overwhelmed, exhausted. It could be something like changing, you know, whatever. Again, it's not one right word. This is just your, it's kind of your rhythm temperature, so to speak, and I want you to kind of keep it there as sort of a gauge. This is where I was when I started, and then we can sort of look back on the results of that and see how you are down the road. Once you uncover these reasons and we really get deep into the reasons what's holding you back, and that's why I really wanted you to go deep into this, because once you've sort of uncovered and looked at it and are aware of it, it's impossible to keep on going blindly wondering why things aren't working out the way you want them to, because now you're aware. Oh, at least you can say, well, I know it's because of this, you know, instead of, oh, why is this happening to me? I don't know how to do this, and just feeling overwhelmed. You're more aware of what's happening, and you can see it for what it is and not just keep stumbling along blindly. So that's why, again, it's very important to go as deep as you can on that first step, to really try to get down and as detailed as you can into your issues and your challenges, so that as we move forward, you really are working on what's actually your block or your challenge and not just what looks like it on the surface. So if you want to go back and repeat the worksheet, please feel free, print out a few if you want, and go ahead and do that a few times if you need to work on it again, and try to work on it when you've got some time by yourself as well, and not, you know, with the kids running around. That might not be a good time to do it. You might have a really long list anyway. Okay, let's see here. I think we're about done with step one here. And again, I was just saying, be aware is a great place to start. And also taking ownership of your actions. You know, you can't control the actions of others, but you can control how you react to them and how you act yourself. And this is sort of a theme with rhythm and being proactive. And we're going to talk a lot more about all of this as the other steps come up. But, you know, I want you to be aware of what's happening in your own life and in your own home. And hopefully this first step has given you a little peek, you know, sort of an objective peek, like step away and just like observe. And you may want to do that as well. You know, take a day or two or a week even and say, okay, I'm going to be the observer of my days and see if I was somebody following me around, you know, what would that person see? What would they look at? And if they were like writing notes, you know, kind of think of like the nanny coming and writing notes, what's happening, you know, what would they be writing down? What is happening here? What is actually happening or not happening? And kind of look at that sort of a bird's eye view and step back. So if you have the ability to take a day or two and do that, that would be wonderful. Trying to get as much of that step back out of it for a moment and, you know, kind of sum it all up. You know, or maybe your partner can help you with that. He may have some ideas, or she, or a friend, if you want to sit down and say, you know, it's somebody pretty close to you, though, who's, you know, is familiar with the workings of your household. Okay, that's step one. I hope you've completed all of the assignments there, and I will see you on the next audio for step two.